We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Friday afternoon, heading into the weekend. There's going to be some explosions downtown tomorrow. They're going to implode the two cranes, and we'll be watching that. Here's our WWL Blue Bomber Gumbo poll question, which is something we can talk about. Will you plan to watch the implosion of the two cranes at the Hard Rock Hotel construction site, even if it happens during the LSU-Mississippi State game tomorrow? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Also, it's free for all Fridays, so you can really talk about anything. We'll talk about one of the big topics of the week, which was Suzanne Somers posting a mostly naked picture of herself on social media to celebrate her 73rd birthday. Some people praised it. Some people were quick to criticize, saying, hey, whoa, don't do that. You know what? For 73, she looks damn good. So, why not do it? And it really seems like it's more artistic than sexual. But I also think that action by her speaks to the fact that even as seniors, the baby boomer generation is still sexual and still sexually active. In part because of pills like Viagra and Cialis and the ED stuff. But the desire to stay sexually active, I think, has been part of the innate dedication to being young that has always been part of the baby boomer generation. And it was interesting to think about how we, as a generation, look and act younger than every other generation our age in the past. I mean, when my dad was my age, he didn't act like me because he was like a really outstanding man. But think about it. I mean, there weren't people. I don't think there were people like Mick Jagger. There were not people like that. There weren't people like us. And, the other factor here is for those baby boomers who are so quick to criticize younger generations for getting tattoos and piercings and all this stuff. We force them to do that. We're not dressing as adults like our parents dressed. Man, it was easy for us when we were younger to be different from our parents. And so, we found ways with clothes and music and everything to be different. Or younger generations, because of how we have continued to act young and maintain some kind of a youthful mentality, we have made it more difficult for younger generations to distance themselves and develop their own identity. And so they've had to go to greater extremes, like tattoos and piercings and crazy hair. All right, let me get back to your calls. If you're just tuning in the first hour, we started talking about something that I think is interesting because, it's the weekend and a lot of people think about their religion because they go to church on the weekends. But there's a new research study that came out showing that the number of American adults that describe themselves as Christians is down. In 2009, it was 77%. 10 years later, it's 65%. So fewer people are associating with organized religion and fewer people are claiming to be Christians. Why do you think that is? I think it's because Christians have given themselves a bad name. And here's a great example of this. In South Carolina, police say female athletes were secretly recorded while changing and showering at a South Carolina Christian college. And some of the videos have been posted online. Police say there was a report that athletes were filmed while using the Limestone College men's soccer locker room between 2012 and 2013. Police say five videos were uploaded to a porn site only months ago. The report of a peeping Tom and that behavior shows that the angles meant the camera was somewhere on the sink. A suspect has not yet been identified. When you've got priests and religious leaders making blatant mistakes, they're human. They're all human. I understand that. But there's just so much hypocrisy that so many people see. that Christians themselves, in a lot of ways, have given Christianity a bad name. And here was our Blue Runner Gumbo poll from last hour. Has your affiliation with an organized religion gotten stronger or weaker? 51% say weaker, but 49% say stronger. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I'm 42. My boyfriend is 67. He does not use Viagra. Hey, great. Good for him. Good for you. From Covington, Brian, you're on WWL.
Look, please don't cut me off. A man that's spiritual judges everything spiritual. So what you just said was kind of hypocrisy because you said the woman, 70 years old, taking a naked photo, right?
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, she took a naked photo.
Yeah.
So if she's a holy woman of God, or a Christian, or whatever you want to call it, is a holy woman of God, she shouldn't reveal her body.
All right, so you think that everybody on a nude beach is not a Christian, is wrong?
No.
You think being naked is a sin?
Yeah, we're supposed to cover ourselves.
You think, you and I disagree, Brian. So, it's okay.
Well, okay, I just said let me speak.
Well, I'm letting you speak. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, first off, the woman just came on here and said, she confessed her sins to the priest.
Yeah.
First of all, 1 Timothy 2:5 says there's only one mediator to God, and that's Jesus Christ.
But there are people who believe in the Catholic Church. There are people who believe you go to a priest.
Church don't have the three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Who is the Word? That's Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well, that's according to your beliefs. You understand? You can believe what you want. I mean,
what am I believe? Bible do you read from?
You believe. Well, who wrote the Bible?
I'm a Christian.
Who wrote the Bible?
God is.
Who
John
wrote
in the
Bible?
Every man who listen, John chapter 1. You either believe everything in the Bible, or you don't. You call God a liar. God is not the author of confusion.
Have a good weekend, Brian.
John chapter 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God."
Hallelujah.
Okay, so. What I'm saying is that you don't confess your sins to what did Jesus said.
No,
he said,
"Don't call another man father." Okay.
Don't call another man father or rabbi or master on earth.
But isn't it great? Isn't it great that you and I live in a country where you can hold those beliefs, and my beliefs, and some of the listeners can hold different beliefs? I think that's a great thing.
All right. See, you're not really aware of what's going on. See, your president.
He's reprobated from God.
Whoa! Yeah, let's get it out there. Your president comes and says,
"Why is he
God's
my?
Name
he's
is,
all of our president. He's your
well,
president
he's all
too.
Our president, but okay. He's not in charge of me. I'd rather be
he
God,
is
not
your
man.
He is your technically he is your president." Like, Brian, look, I'm not going to get into your, rhetorical use of pronouns.
What I'm saying, the president of the United States, he took God's name in vain. If we're Christians, why don't we stand up for saying, hey, man, he says, I don't need to repent because I don't do no sin.
Tell me one sin, Brian. Tell me one sin you've committed.
What sin? We've all committed sins.
Well, give me one you've committed. Give me one.
All type of them.
Name one.
I've been in prison three times.
Wow.
So.
Whoa. What, and you're gonna judge everybody else?
What you mean? That's what Jesus came to do. He came to correct. See.
Amen, brother.
You want endure sound doctrine?
Hallelujah.
You got an antichrist spirit, man.
Hallelujah, man. Hallelujah.
You're not a Christian.
Go and be with God. Okay.
See.
All right.
Now you're a Christian, but that's your talk to me.
Go ahead, Brian. Hallelujah. I'm glad you had a chance to call the show. Whew. This is why people are freaked out, why some people are getting freaked out about being Christians. That is the very, very reason. That guy was a perfect example. God sent that caller to me to make my point. Thank you, Lord. If you would like to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I had a great conversation with Robin Wilson, lead singer of the Gin Blossoms, last night backstage at House of Blues before their show at House of Blues, which was really, it was a fun show. I'm going to play that conversation back in the 3 o'clock hour. He was very, very thoughtful, very serious. Some of his answers were very cerebral. He talked very openly about the suicide of their founding guitar player and main songwriter, Doug Hopkins. And so he had some really interesting things to say. And they were part of this whole wave of the alternative grunge sound becoming very mass appeal and reaching the mainstream in the mid-90s. I'm Scooch. We're coming back. This is WWL. This is a song that President Trump and his staff are singing to Acting Chief of Staff Mike Mulvaney. Dude, you talk too much. All right, here's a part of what Mike Mulvaney said at a press conference yesterday. Basically, the acting chief of staff was saying that it's okay to hold up money for a president to somehow gain personally from that.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. We were holding up money at the same time for, what was it, the Northern Triangle countries. We were holding up aid at the Northern Triangle countries so that they would change their policies on immigration.
But see, that's all different than a personal gain. That's acting on behalf of the country, I would think. And I've heard that the president's men are going around trying to figure out what Mulvaney's saying. And then I think Mulvaney's trying to walk back on it. Well, if it wasn't wrong, what's he walking back on? Anyway, you know, I just want you to know we're following that story, but we've got a lot of other things to talk about as well. I know those of you who tune in and want nothing but fun on a Friday, I didn't mean for it to get this serious in talking about religion, but it's an important topic. And I'm getting a lot of reaction to our last caller. But here's an interesting update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Will you plan to watch the implosion of the two cranes at the Hard Rock Hotel construction site, even if it happens during the LSU-Mississippi State game? 60% say yes. 40% say no. See, I think the 40% might be women, because this is a real guy thing. I mean, it's not that women don't like explosions, too, but it's really a guy thing. And I'm sorry that it has to happen, but let's be honest and recognize human nature. It's interesting, and it does attract our attention. And I know there's going to be live coverage of it tomorrow, and I'm not exactly sure at this point what time it's going to happen. Have they said what time it's going to happen yet, Ian? I don't know if they've said what time. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe they don't know exactly, because they've got a lot of work to do. But if we know exactly when it's going to happen, we'll, of course, pass that on to you. From Mobile, Aaron, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Aaron.
Yeah, Scoot, I just wanted to commend you on the comeback, man. I know you got that bike accident or something, and you're coming back stronger than ever, man.
I'm doing good. Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Aaron.
That's great, man. I just wanted to touch on, I just wanted to ask you a question real quick.
And yeah.
That had to be a scary moment for you and everything. I want to know if you died right now, do you know for certain where you end up eternity at?
No, I don't. I mean, I'd like to think that I'm a good enough person to go to heaven. I'd like to think that whatever happens to me in the afterlife is very favorable, and I mean in a lot of ways I try to be a very, very good person, but I think it would be arrogant for me to say I know where I'm going.
But see, that's where I know that you're not saved, because the true believers, touching on Brian, is when you know without a shadow of a doubt. That's when you know you're saved. I just wanted to bring that device to you, my brother. I love you, man. Take care.
I appreciate that. But here's the interesting thing. You can say you know all you want, but you don't know. I mean, you really don't know. And I'll say it again. Nobody has gone there and come back to tell us what goes on. It is a strong belief system for so many people. And religion is just, it's such a great integral part of so many people's lives. And I'm not criticizing that at all. But the truth is, we have to recognize that these are things we believe. And we don't know for sure. If you want to join us, 260-1870. By the way, it's free for all Friday, so we can talk about anything. Text number is 870-870. And from Metairie, Ron, you're on WWL.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
All right, real quick, the last caller before that, Bob, I think his name was.
Brian?
Lydell.
Brian
from Slidell.
Covington, yeah.
I take my hat off to you, sir. You handle that professionally and the right way. I agree with you on your beliefs in me. There's one thing I want to say about the whole religion thing. I don't go to church that much at all, but I remember what someone told me years ago. When you're about to die and you say, God, forgive me for my sins, they said that more than likely you go to heaven. And I believe that. Now, is it true? I don't know. But
well, and the other thing about that is, though, is yes, I don't think you can. I think if you went through life and you committed sins thinking that, hey, all I have to do is at the last minute, right before I die, all I have to do is say, forgive me for my sins. I can do all that. If you purposely do that, I don't know where you're going.
That's true. Correct. And now I want to leave on a good note.
Yeah.
The Saints play Chicago. They will win by 10. They will be 6-1 after Sunday.
I hope so. I do think they're going to win. I do think they're it's going to feel great. And that would be 5 wins in a row without Drew Brees. So if we're doing this without Drew Brees,
sir,
imagine how great we are going to continue to be. It's going to be a great success story. Ron, I appreciate the call. I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I appreciate the call. And have a good weekend. Here is a text that says, tell the truth, Scoot. Y'all set that call up. That's one of y'all's friends calling, wasn't it? No, I mean, I'm telling you, I have never set up a call on this show. I mean, everything's real. As crazy as some of these calls that we get from 1 to 4 are, this is all real stuff. This is happening live right before your ears. From Metairie, Rodney, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Man, you got more patience than me. That's why we love you. Talking about the couple of guys ago that we're talking
well,
to.
Well, look, I got to tell you, my eyes are rolling while I'm talking to him, but, you know, I try
I
to be a little patient.
I can see your eyes rolling. Just a couple of things. People take, it's called sola scriptura. They take word for word the Bible. For example, the people that said that Jesus didn't laugh. Jesus turned the water into wine at a wedding. You don't think they had a good time at a wedding?
You know, I bet that's a great point. Yeah,
and
for those
Mary, that... Mary said, "Jesus, go do this." And Jesus said, "Well, it's not time yet." Mary said, "Jesus, take the wine," and he turned the water into wine. Now, if you can't tell, I'm Catholic.
I mean, there had to be some people chuckling at that, right?
I mean, you can't sit around like we Italians say with the phone, Joe. That's with your pouty angry lips sitting around a wedding. I mean, I've never been to a wedding where that happened.
Well, that's right. And to bring everybody up to date, I got a text earlier from somebody that was telling me that there's nothing in the Bible that says Jesus laughed. That's how serious the afterlife is. And I'm thinking, whoa, if there's no laughing after death, then wow, that's pretty serious.
That's why you can't. There are over 33,000 different Protestant religions. That's everybody
wow.
who looks like they know what they're talking about can start a religion. St. Paul said, after people were won over to Christ, let me explain to you how this goes. You're not going to understand it. It comes from the church fathers. There's nowhere in the Bible that says, take this book literally. There's a verse in the Bible. I want somebody to call and tell me where that verse is.
You know, it's a good point. All right, Rodney, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, here is a text that says, I am an outspoken Christian, and that caller, Brian, made me uncomfortable. Yikes. Phil, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, guy, you shouldn't let them get your Betwix on or feel good Friday.
Well, I know. Like, I know. It just happened, though. It just happened.
I'm laughing. The person who texted you and told you there's no laughing.
Come on, there's got to be laughing in heaven, right?
Okay, I'll ask the same person who did it. There's no electricity in heaven. There's no microwave. There's no refrigerator. There's no 401. There's no annuity. There's no bond. And there's no choice of schools that you want to pick to send your kid to. And there definitely is no automobiles.
Is there
so
no...
Give
is there,
all is and there, put on lampskin and walk around and preach Christ then if they feel that way.
Is there no talk radio in heaven? Because what would I do? Am I going to just sit around? If I make it there, am I just going
to
sit around?
You just have to get up there on the side of Jesus and talk with him.
Yeah, okay.
Like one day I'm going to recruit myself.
Well, you know, I try to get interviews. I'm told that I'm a good interviewer, so I would try to get an interview with God and, you know, find out what's really going on.
Bask in his glory. That's what the whole thing. Get there and bask in his glory. There's no more need. But that's the people who do this. If I love God and I love Jesus, but Jesus gives you sins. He gave man the ability to make a microwave, so use it.
Yep.
So all right. I don't know what's wrong with people. Hang on.
Phil, you have a great weekend. Here's a text that says, who sang The America the Beautiful in 1968 that you played yesterday? It was very well done. I missed the name. Sorry. That was Jose Feliciano. And yesterday was the day in 1968 that Jose Feliciano released his very controversial version of the Star-Spangled Banner. He was booed when he sang the Star-Spangled Banner at the 1968 World Series game. And he was booed because, you know, he had longer hair. And I guess he was perceived as being kind of a, you know, a hippie or representative of a young generation. And this was at a time when a young generation was defining itself and rebelling against the establishment. And doing something a little different with the national anthem was a way to show that they're different. And the establishment at the time was outraged. And Jose Feliciano was booed. And that's what inspired him to actually release it kind of as a single. If you missed that, we'll play that coming out of this break. We'll play that because this is the first known controversy over the national anthem was 1968. It may have happened other times, but this was the first known controversy. And I thought it was really a beautiful version of the national anthem, but there were people who said that is not the national anthem because he did it his way, and he was highly criticized for it. And we've seen a lot of people over the years do it their way. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. When Jose Feliciano did that song in 1968 before a World Series game, many in the establishment went crazy. They thought it was just horrible. It was not patriotic because he did it his way. And over the years, we've heard a lot of people do it their way. But in 1968, that was kind of a new thing. Don't think that was very controversial at all. Here is a text that says, Scoot, being good will not get you to heaven. You must know Jesus personally. Well, I'm not going to heaven then. I don't know him personally. You don't either. The guy lived, what, almost 3,000 years ago? Who listening to the show today knew Jesus personally? Nobody. I know what you're trying to say, but that's not really knowing Jesus personally. And look, again, I'm not here to challenge your beliefs. You have a right to believe what you want to believe. But don't worry about me. I'm very happy with who I am. I'm very happy with my life. I make mistakes. I sin. But I'm very happy with my intent as a person in life. So please, don't worry about me. I will be fine. Many of you need to spend a little more time worrying about yourselves. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Running Gumbo poll question. Were you planning to watch the implosion of the two cranes at the Hard Rock Hotel construction site, even if it happens during the LSU-Mississippi State game tomorrow? 56% say yes, 44% say no. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. From Metairie, Mike, welcome to the show.
Afternoon, Scoot. Happy Friday. On the topic on less people being Christian and more people becoming atheists, some of those texts, the last text, and some of your previous callers, I think, kind of answer that question, because you don't get it. You technically do not get a chance at the afterlife, no matter how, what kind of life you lead or how you treat other human beings. Not only do you not believe in the New Testament, but a specific sect of the New Testament, you don't get to go to the afterlife.
That's exactly right.
And to think about this, you guys were talking about, you know, laughter in heaven. Jews do not believe in heaven. They would not go to heaven. So if you do get to heaven, you're not going to see any Mel Brooks, no Larry David, no Jerry Seinfeld, on and on and on and on. You're going to be missing out on a lot of good humor. And maybe some laughter. It's not going to be the same humor without them Jewish comedians. I'm just letting you know.
You know, that is really a good point. There will be no, according to what some people say, there will be no Jewish comedians in heaven, and that's going to miss a lot of the laughing.
No Broadway tunes. That's all Jews there. You know, E.T., Steven Spielberg, and on and on. You're going to be missing out on a lot of entertainment. Remember, Hollywood's run by the Jews, so you're going to be missing out on a lot of Jewish things. When you
oh,
get
my
it.
God.
You know.
Boy, it really makes you want to take care of yourself so you don't die. Or you want to live a life to where you make sure you don't go to heaven. I mean, let, you know, let's make heaven seem like it's a kind of a cool place to go.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, I appreciate your sense of humor. I love this audience. If you've got a comment, 260-1870 or text. Is 870-870. I'm Scoot. It is Friday, and we never know where the show's going to go on a day like today. In fact, honestly, we really don't care. We're just doing the show. Here is a text that says, should I believe I know based on believing God's word who cannot lie, or should I believe you telling me I don't know? Well, I mean, I can tell you factually what you believe is what you believe. You factually do not know. There is no factual evidence. I mean, if this shocks your world, I mean, come on. What is it that you don't understand about the word faith? What is it that you don't understand about to believe in something? You have the right to believe whatever you want to believe. And I believe many of the things that you believe, but I think we should be honest with ourselves and admit that these are things that we believe. We have faith that these things are real and are going to happen. But there is no scientific, factual evidence to indicate that it will. So I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying let's just be honest about what it is to believe in something. From Shriver, Kevin, you're on WWL. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Scoop. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Great. Since heaven's such a good topic today, I wanted to just comment, how heavenly would it be if LSU won a national championship followed by the Saints winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, hallelujah. It would be very heavenly. It would be awesome.
You think this area could handle that?
I don't know, but you know, at this point, Kevin, both of those things are quite possible.
Very realistic. They both ranked in the top five in power rankings.
Yeah.
That's realistic.
And the Pelicans have a good chance to go on and do really good this season as well.
They have a great team.
And the Little League Baseball team won the World Little League Baseball Championship.
I know.
When President Trump was on the campaign trail and he says, you know, if I become president, you're going to be tired of all the winning. Well, maybe he was talking about Louisiana.
Did he say that in Louisiana when he came?
Well, he didn't specifically say that, but I think he must have been talking about us because there's a lot of winning going on around here.
Right. Another thing about Brian,
yeah,
he kept saying, you're president. Last time I checked, Covington was in the United States.
Well, that's right. You know, but he kept saying, you know, yeah, you're president. My president. No, it's you know, Trump is everybody's president.
He's reaping the benefits of living in this country.
Yep, you're right about yeah. I mean, look, and there are a lot of people who think that Covington is very heavenly. It's like a heavenly place to live. It's
absolutely.
Some people who live in those areas on the North Shore. They go, man, this is God's country.
Yeah, everybody knows Shreve is God's country.
All right, Kevin, I appreciate your call, and you have a great weekend. If you want to join us, 260-1870, our text is 870-870. We're going to end this conversation at 3 o'clock. And next hour, I want to play back a conversation that I had with Robin Wilson, the lead singer of the Gin Blossoms, last night before the show at House of Blues. I mean, the guy was a really good interview. You know, you never know what you're going to get. I've talked to him on the phone over the years a couple of times, but this is the first time I've interviewed him face to face. And he was very, very thoughtful, very cerebral. His questions really had a lot of depth to them. And, you know, sometimes you don't get that. So we're going to play that back. Also, the video of the interview will be on our Facebook page a little bit later. It was on this day, October 18th, 1968. John Lennon was arrested in Ringo Starr's London apartment for marijuana possession. Oh my God. The arrest became the basis for a battle by the U.S. government and immigration officials to deport John Lennon. Well, they were using this as a technicality. The real reason they wanted to get John Lennon out of the country is because they disagreed with his view on the Vietnam War. And they wanted to get his liberal British butt out of America. And ironically, had they deported him, he might be alive today. Sad. But it was really interesting how much the, I guess it was the Nixon administration and the FBI director, they were really fighting to get John Lennon deported. And they went to court time after time, and the courts kept striking it down. No, you can't do it for that reason. It's not fair. You can't do it. And he stayed in the country. Ironically, look at his fate. I'm Scooch. We'll be back on WWL. All right. So the video that I posted yesterday, and it was a blog that I posted also, it was about Suzanne Somers at the age of 73. She posted a mostly nude picture of herself. She's kind of squatting down in a bushy area. There are plants and flowers and stuff. It's around Palm Springs, California. And she appears to be wearing something blue, like some shorts. But she's got her arms crossed, so you don't see the vital areas of her breasts, but you still see much of her breast, as you would see if she wore a certain kind of dress. And there were people who were outraged. Like, oh my God, she's 73. Why is she doing it? You know what? Okay, so she doesn't look like she looked when she played Chrissy Snow on Three's Company. But she still looks great. And you know, we do get older. We do change. You don't look the way that you used to look. I don't look the way that I used to look. But what's the alternative? We die. If we live, then we get older. And Mick Jagger looks older. And all the rockers, everybody looks. I mean, it's part of a natural process. You know, you look good if you take care of yourself, and she looks good, so I don't see anything wrong with that. But I also think that that is really a statement about the baby boomer generation's desire to be sexually active, even as senior citizens. And that, to me, is part of the baby boomer mentality of, you know, we got to stay young. We got to stay young. And that's the way they felt back then. That's the way the generation feels today. Got a text here that says, how about the Tulane Greenway football team? Yeah, I did mention that earlier. Tulane travels to Memphis to take on the Memphis Tigers. That's going to be a challenge for Tulane. But if Tulane beats Memphis in Memphis, and I think they can, and the Greenway goes 6-1, I mean, they've got some tough spots in their schedule still to come. But Tulane could end up in a pretty damn good bowl game for the first time in a really long time. So that's exciting. I mean, the Saints are doing well. LSU's doing well. Tulane is doing well. And it's been a while since that happened. So, you know, really good, exciting times. When we come back in the next hour, we will talk about the interview that I did with Robin Wilson. It's an interesting interview because the Gin Blossoms were part of that alternative grunge takeover of mainstream young America. All right, time to give away some free cash here. You can qualify to win $1,000 in cash in our nationwide Intercom cash contest by texting the word sunshine, S-U-N-S-H-I-N-E, to 72881. Text sunshine to 72881. Next code word comes up right before the top of the hour news at 4, and we never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. And please don't text and drive. Hey, I know we got a little more serious than we usually do on a Friday, but I mean, there was some humor in the conversation. And I think at least we've kind of determined by the consensus that there is laughing in heaven, which makes me feel a lot better than I felt after I got the text about there's no laughter in heaven. I'm Scoot. We're coming back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.